Nothing better than Game 7. The atmosphere is always electric. But do you sense some nervousness amongst Ducks fans because Game 7 has not been kind to them recently?
Well, yeah, no doubt. I think, you know, tonight they're at Honda Center. I'm sure among the fan base there and those that are going to attend the game, you know, there's going to be hope, certainly. That's fans for you. But there's also going to be probably some anxiety, some nervousness, perhaps even a little bit of dread. Because, they, you know, those who know the history, it's well chronicled. You know, these are some Game 7 demons that the Ducks have to overcome. I mean, you lose three straight years at home. You know, you've got to wonder, you know, I'm sure there are people who are, so, you know, wondering at some point they've got to change it. They've got to get it done. But I'm sure that there's a segment of people also wondering, too, are we going to watch the same movie that this been played out previously?
Eric, if you get to Game 7 in a playoff series at home, you're doing something right. But because I don't want to overplay the angle, but when you have the last lack of success the Ducks have had in those Game 7s at home, it can be an issue if you let it get in your kitchen, if you let it get in your head. I'm sure the Ducks are saying that's not the case. What do you think?
Well, you know, they can, you know, certainly they can say, you know, what they want and put up a brave front and maybe even believe that, Robin. Yeah, there's a number of guys, you know, that weren't here. I mean, Kevin Bieksa wasn't here, you know, a year ago. You know, there's some, you know, rookies that are even on the squad that weren't here a year ago or 2 years ago. I mean, I think there's only four players that have actually played on all three of those teams. You know, but that said, you know, say tonight here, you know, if Nashville scores the first goal and if they score early, which that's been the case in those three losses, the visiting team has scored early in the game and sort of taken control, then you've got to wonder, you know, if the Ducks, you know, inside, you know, privately, those who have experienced it, you know, are wondering, here we go again. I think the greatest panacea for them tonight is to, one, come out and be the aggressors, and two, get a goal early, get the crowd behind them, and really get into their game. I think that's the thing that they really need going into tonight.
Eric Stevens joins us. Eric, Corey Perry, when your best goal scorer is goalless in a series, it's tough to win. Perry had an unbelievable chance to tie that game late in Game 6, and Pekka-Rinne stoned him. You've covered the Ducks basically, you know, ever since you've been on the beat now for a long, long time. Does Perry go through droughts like this in the playoffs? Is he snake-bitten? Is he not creating the chances he usually has? What's been his issue to go goalless in six games?
Yeah, you know, Jason, I think it's been either-or with him throughout his playoff history. You know, he's had some really good postseasons. I mean, last postseason, you know, he had, I think, 10 goals or so. And he started off really well in the first two series there against Winnipeg and Calgary. And that's been sort of been his M.O. When he gets off to a really good start in the first game or two or so, that's when he tends to have real good series and real good postseasons. Now, it hasn't happened this year. And it's sort of setting up like 2013 in Detroit, where in those seven games, he also went without a goal. What I'm seeing with Corey is, you know, someone that just hasn't gotten to the place where he does the most damage. The majority of his goals come around the crease. I mean, you know, his work, you know, there, his stick work, his hands, you know, his ability to work in tight spaces, that's his office, and that's where he's got to get to. You know, particularly I saw, you know, was watching him in Game 6, and he was doing a lot of cycling, but he was around the periphery. He was taking shots from, say, 20, 30 feet out. He's not going to score many goals from out there. He's got to get, you know, inside the hash marks. He's got to get around the crease. That's where he's got to do his work, and he does that and at least creates chances, he'll either get one or maybe some, you know, one of his line mates will get something on the rebound.
Eric, good point. What I've seen of the series, I go the other way on it. I think Nashville's defense has done a real good job of keeping him to the outside. They've boxed out. They've been tough. They haven't let him do what he wants to do.
Hey, that's a great point, Rob. You don't want to underestimate this defense. I mean, this is a very solid defense. It gets talked about more for what it's able to do, say, on the rush, be able to create offense from the blue line. But like you mentioned, I mean, we're talking Shea Weber, we're talking Roman Josi. These are two of the top defensemen in the league. And they've got a second pair in Ryan Ellis and Matthias Ekholm that can play on a lot of teams. I mean, they eat up minutes there. They play 20 minutes. They can play at both ends of the rink. It's a very solid top four that they've got. You know, they've got Barrett Jackman and Anthony Bettelo. That's their third pairing. They haven't played them as much. Obviously, Barrett Jackman's been around for a while with St. Louis and Nashville. But, you know, maybe that's the pairing that if you can get them on the ice and maybe expose them a little bit, that's where you can take advantage. But, this defense core that Nashville has, it's nothing to sneeze at all.
No, not at all. Their defense is outstanding. So we know Corey Perry has to get going in this series or in this game tonight for the Ducks. Who else do you feel has to make an appearance that they haven't thus far in the postseason for the Ducks if they're going to win?
Well, you know, I think always your captain. I mean, Ryan Getzlaff there. You know, particularly when if he's shooting the puck, I think he's that much more dangerous. I think he's actually had a pretty good series at both ends of the ice. But certainly, you know, if he's able to shoot the puck and create chances, that will be a help. And I think another guy is Ricard Raquel. Here's a young guy who, during the course of the season, I mean, he scored 20 goals. He's got the capability to make plays on his own. He's got a certain flashiness to his game, that can be critical on any given shift on the ice. But he's also coming off an appendectomy. He's been here and there in this series, but I think that he could have a greater impact. You wonder how much that appendectomy is limiting him at all. But certainly he's got the capability to do something off in the offensive end and maybe strike on a given shift.
Eric, is Clayton Stoner in tonight? And if so, what does that do to the six that play?
Yeah, I do think that he is, and Roman, most particularly, one, he's ready, and two, Shea Theodore, the rookie who had been playing in his place over the six games there, he's struggled a little bit more and more as the series has gone on. He only played 11 minutes there in game six, and he was on the ice for at least the first goal there by Ekholm. I think with Clayton, you know, he knows the deal. He's played in a couple of game sevens. He's won one with Minnesota there in the past. And I think, you know, he's going to certainly give what he can give, which is he'll play physical. He certainly has some bite. He's going to hit you. He's not, the forwards or whatsoever, that they're going to come through the zone. They're going to feel it, because he's going to put his body on you. And again, you know, he's going to give as much as he can give. And I think right now, just with the dynamic, again, with Theodore sort of struggling a bit, you know, I think some veteran experience and some bite might be needed for that blue line in this game.
Well, Eric, it should be an excellent one. Nothing better than game sevens. And hopefully it lives up to the billing. Enjoy it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.